Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 343 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Today is another Follow the Fear Friday, and a friend of mine on Patreon informed me that she had a dream job interview today, and I wanted to send some words of encouragement your way, while also creating a timeless and appropriate episode that could be applicable for everybody listening, regardless of what is happening in your own life. When it comes to job interviews and the like, we all know how intimidating it can be. Whether you're going on a date or having a performance review, auditioning, whatever, there are going to be times that the idea of having to perform like this can shake your confidence. And as someone with extreme performance anxiety, I do understand completely, but I can encourage you because I've overcome it myself. As someone who is regularly podcasting for y'all and getting on stage willingly, the shit ain't easy, but I can assure you it does get better. And today, I'm here to remind you that you are the prize. They are interviewing you because they need you. They want you to do well. And if it's meant to be, you will. And this goes for dates, friendship hangs, anything that ever makes you nervous. The other people want to enjoy your company. They're not looking for you to fail. As someone who has been on both sides of an interview and audition table, it is rarely personal reasons that don't actually get you an opportunity. So never be afraid to dig in and ask the questions that you want to know for yourself, too. Plus, asking relevant questions can prove you are confident and unafraid, and you're aware of your own worth. And trust me, you are worthy. You are valuable regardless of what is going on behind the scenes. Remember that and stay confident in who you are. And when it comes to embodying your confidence and standing in that power, like most things, it does start in your head. We should all be striving to stay in alignment with our highest vibrational self or our best self or our favorite self, regardless of the situation and who we're with. But obviously, this is not easy to keep steady in the course of alignment if you do get nervous. And as someone who has been striving to stay aligned, no matter who I'm with, what mood I'm in, or what situation I find myself under, I still get in my head sometimes. And I do start to feel anxious about how I'm presenting myself. And whenever I feel my confidence wavering, I start to shake, I get nervous, I don't talk right, I'm not me. But that's not the alignment I'm looking for. So what I have been doing is I encourage myself to consider the times that I did feel on and confident, and I embody that. I remind myself who I was with, how I was feeling, and I work that same energy. And if you do struggle in the moment to remember how it feels to stand in alignment with your confidence, because I have also been there where I am in the midst of something and I start to feel nervous and I can't remember a time that I had my shit together, I think of someone else that I admire. It's usually my grandmother or my friend Jordan, who always seem to know what they're doing. I try to embody them, their confidence. I channel them instead of who I think I should be. And honestly, since I have been doing this practice, I've needed to channel them less, and I just know exactly where I want to go. But at the beginning, it can be hard to know who you are, so this is a little workaround if you need it. Instead of what would Jesus do, I do my what would Jordan do, and I move ahead. And ideally, we can get to that place where no matter who we are with and what we're doing or how hangry or tired we are, we can continue to show up as our best and highest self in alignment. But if you're like, Julie, I have never felt confident, remember that it's not necessarily about what you think you are, it's more about how you embody who you are right now. And what I mean is, you might not have felt confident, but I'm saying when you felt like you, when you weren't in your head and overthinking everything, that's confidence. That's beautiful. It's not what you do, it's how you do it. You have been confident before, so keep that going. And with persistence and practice, you can remind your brain of how powerful and badass and competent you really are, which will in turn create more of that confidence and less of the questioning, so you won't have to think about this forever. Your alignment will become automatic. Because you have made it to where you are because of you, nobody else. Sure, you've had help, but you did this, so be proud of that. Feel confident in the life that you have led that got you to this opportunity. And truly lean into the faith that the best is yet to come. You got here because you deserve to get here. Embodying confidence is internal at first, but taking a few external measures can help as well. So stand up straight, smile to yourself in the mirror, high five yourself like Mel Robbins says. Body language is the fastest and most efficient way to portray confidence, and it will trickle down to your subconscious if you let it. So stand up like a boss. Talk like a boss, act like a boss, and nobody will doubt that you indeed are a boss. A helpful trick may be to imagine yourself getting the job. Feel that feeling rush over you, and then when you're ready, you can visualize yourself a year down the road, looking back on this interview. What would you have wished you asked about the gig? What do you hate about it now? What have you learned? Bring that confident future you, who already has reached success and is a little frustrated with the monotony of it, let them take the wheel and drive. I know we're running low on time today, but I have one final piece of advice that I love for overcoming stage fright and performance anxiety, and I find myself using it before I feel nervous about job interviews as well, so maybe it'll help you. If you can't still your busy mind and you need to regroup yourself quickly and you have a little bit of privacy, you need to sing Mary Had a Little Lamb or whatever favorite nursery rhyme you can in the happiest, loudest, most kindergarten teachery, sing-songy, annoying voice you can muster. And I mean loud, like yell this shit. The louder and cheesier that you do it, the better. Lean into it and let your whole self feel like a silly preschool teacher weirdo. Do the whole song, even if it doesn't feel right, and when you finish, you will likely feel a lot of those nerves dissipate quite a bit. You can repeat this exercise as needed, add fake laughter or lots of smiles for an added boost, which will trick your brain in real time that you are feeling happy and safe and confident enough to be silly. You can sing nursery rhymes like a hardcore metal singer, which also feels powerful and confident for some reason. I think it's that juxtaposition of the children's song and my screaming. But as silly as this trick feels, it's a very quick way to successfully get you out of your head and into your body and remind you of how fun and easy life is and can be if you just let you and your personality shine without overthinking it. Overthinking is the enemy of confidence, so stay present. If you don't end up getting this one, remember, there are plenty more opportunities just like it that may be an even better fit than you imagined, and the outcome will never matter because you are the prize. You have the power, and you take the control to lead your life towards what is best for you rather than what is best for some other company that would be really lucky to have you. You're a badass, and you got this, and I'm proud of you for showing up.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.